Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and I am your host, John Ryan, and I am so fortunate to be introducing the Christina Luce Show. Hal left a little earlier because he knew he couldn't compete with Christina. I mean, it's amazing. This thing is just changing. It's taking a life of its own on. So I was like, we're going to have to adjust this. But good morning, Christina.
Good morning, John.
How are you?
Quite the morning. Quite the interesting show.
It definitely was.
Yes. You know. But very informative. As I said, you know, what's great about this show is that we do have the ability to tackle all areas of things and listen, you learn something new every show, which I think
is the truth. And you
have golden nuggets.
You know, yeah, you have to be willing to talk about it. And unfortunately, you find out in so many senior communities, everybody comes back with, if I knew,
right.
If I did
Absolutely.
This, if I did that, whether no matter what the matter or subject is. So listen, whoever doesn't want to listen to it doesn't. But those who walk away, as you say, with one golden nugget.
That's right.
It's very beneficial.
And I always like, you know, with these shows, how it works out. You know, before, you know, the first segment was a doctor who talked about intimacy, you know, with seniors and the importance of keeping that going. And then, you know, it oddly, who knew it would tie into the
right.
peer program at Hofstra that's, you know, socialization and get you out there and learning. It just shows the importance of, you know, not just sitting home. You know, there's plenty of things to do out there, we always say. And certainly North Hempstead, there's tons of things offered.
Well, I think the merging of those two segments this morning is the result of a good producer.
And I don't, you know, just the secret is I didn't even intentionally do that.
Oh, you so. Didn't? I assumed you did. I'm saying, my God, what a segue of the emotional.
I think it's just, you know, we're coming on our four-year anniversary, so I think it's just, you know, becoming a natural thing.
It's very possible because they do come
right,
together.
It did. And I was sitting here, I was like, you know, this really worked.
So. You know, the last couple of weeks, even though it's two separate segments,
right.
There's a connection.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, shows you just too with it with aging in general that all these pieces of the puzzle, you know, blend into each other.
Right,
you know,
right.
We talk about the circle of support all the time, and it's just it's all important things. So.
Well, the circle of support now that's basically going to be rolled out in September.
Yes, yeah. There's going actually at our conference that you know you had mentioned earlier. There's going to be our third regional Aging in Place in Suburbia, Living Better Today, Planning for Tomorrow conference. That's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center on September 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And one of the things being offered there is this circle of support. There'll be a PowerPoint presentation. The templates will be given out. You know, we've been working on it for a while now. We've had inputs from subcommittees and different professionals. And it's really a program that I think is beneficial to no matter what point you are in your life.
Right, and, right.
You know, the point of the circle is that it's ever always going.
Right.
So, you know, what you may have today, you might, you know, not need tomorrow or vice versa. And, you know, it's just great because there's four different pieces of, you know, the circle. And you'll really get to understand what's missing in your life, what you have. And you could write it all down in one template. And, you know, why not? There
right.
you go.
No, and I agree with you because, you know, people have family, people have loved ones, people have friends, and then there's community, and then there's services you have to buy.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with any of it. And unfortunately, some people have bigger sections in
right.
the circle.
And that's what, you know, I think is going to be beneficial at this training session and once you do fill it up because you do see what's missing, what gap is missing. You know, and I think once you have everything in a booklet form, it's easier to see. You know, you may like in your head, okay, I know I call so-and-so, you know,
right,
for this
right,
or
right.
that. But, you know, and I think it's, you know, the flip side of it also is it's beneficial for a family member. So in a time of, you know, God forbid, some kind of emergency, they're able to pick up your book.
Right.
They know who you call for here, who's your doctor, you know, who's your friend. You know, it's all different
right. I agree.
Things. And it's important. So I think that'll just definitely be a popular
Oh, it
segment.
Should be huge. I mean, thinking of it, Jackie from Great Neck comes to mind.
Yep.
Because
she was I want to give a shout out to Jackie, who was, you know, really pushed us to do this. And
oh, you're kidding?
So,
I didn't know.
Yeah, she was right there with us from the get-go helping to plan it because she has done that with her daughter, and it's
an
amazing
job. I assumed
job.
She has that kind of
yep,
information already
does.
Down, but I didn't realize. I just know from talking to Jackie, that's an organized lady, and God forbid she wasn't here tomorrow. You can't
yep.
leave a void. And I
no,
didn't know she was.
Amazing.
I didn't realize that. Good to her.
You know, and that's she really showed us, you know, how important that was. And we've been talking about this for years, and it's been, you know, just getting it, you know, a template form because
right,
it's,
okay.
it's done a lot with children. The circle of support. So it hasn't been, you know, it's increasingly happening more with
right,
seniors,
right, right.
but. Jackie, kudos to Jackie for being
right.
involved in that.
Well, people don't want to plan, but they have to. because unfortunately you don't necessarily leave. I mean, if there was nobody you cared about and you're just going to drop dead tomorrow and you knew that, that's fine.
Right.
It doesn't happen that way.
And you know, and I always laugh too because it's, the fact of the matter is that it's benefiting you, you know, even while you're still here, you know, because when you need to know it, you know, when something happens, oh my God, who do I call? You know, when I, you know, I need to get somewhere or I have an emergency in the middle of the night. And, you know, we always laugh. We said we wish Project Independence was, you know, a 24-hour service there all the time. But, you know, we're part of your circle. We're not your entire circle. So I think it's just important. And you get that conversation going. And what's nice is at the conference, you'll get this preliminary idea of things. And then, you know, you can call 311 or fill it out yourself. And, you know, if 311 social worker will come to your house and down with you and fill it out. So it's...
Well, one of the things that I do, which is a separate thing, one of the programs, in it I say transactional is transformational.
Absolutely.
And it's so true, because when you sit down, you start doing these things, all of a sudden, it transforms the whole feeling. And you're going to talk to your kids, you're going to talk to your healthcare provider, or an outside person. Say, listen, is it okay if I can use your number? Oh, I didn't know. And you start conversation. Yeah. It is.
You just start building networks and of people, you know, and it's important, you know, for you to age in place, you know, if that's what you wish to do.
Right.
You know, I think it's definitely just good. So that's one of the things that will be, you know, showcased at our conference. We're going to have Project Safe will also you know, an option for a breakout session. There'll be tons of exhibitors and I mean, we're you know, still planning, but there's really going to be no shortage of things to do. So
yeah, there'll probably be 100 exhibitors.
Oh yeah, there has been in the past.
And this is going to be at the Yes We Can Center.
Yes We Can Community Center.
September 30th.
Yep. And we listen. You need to register. It's unfortunately it's limited. You know, due to different capacities. So call as soon as you can. Transportation is available from all different centers. So I just recommend
it's also breakfast and lunch included.
Exactly.
So therefore, it's really not fair. Last year, I know, or 2 years ago, it was a huge number showed up and everybody had to scramble.
Right. And, you know, it's just in order to keep it manageable.
Showed up at the door, I'm sorry, unreserved.
So you just call 311 or 869-6311 and register and we'll put you down.
Right. Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, anybody who even thinks about Project Independence, this is the way to see what's offered.
Absolutely.
You can walk up and down
the
aisles.
And even, like, you know, outside of Project Independence is all the agencies that are available out there, you know, because we always hear people say, oh, I didn't know this existed, that existed, you know, and this is a great to get a glimpse of all these services that are available to you that, you know, Project Independence can help connect you to as well. So.
Well, just the conversation with Ruth a few minutes ago with Hofstra, and what a wonderful idea that these programs you go to as a senior, probably $5 over there. They're not $25. Tickets, and a bunch of people get together on a Saturday when they're doing a performance, whether it's a concert or a play.
Yeah, absolutely.
You learn about this
stuff. That's what I think is just important is getting the information out there.
So. Right. I agree.
Absolutely. But another fun new little app way to listen to the radio show is if you go to the WCWP.org website, you're able to click on the icon for the show. And listen to it, you know, you could listen to it on your tablet, on your iPad. And Dan, the director of the station, was telling us that it's definitely an easy way and it streams very well. So I think, you know, a lot of our seniors do have these tablets and it's great. So if you're sitting at home, you could just click on it and, you know, boom, there you go.
Wow. Yeah, he was saying that last week. And I think that is the case. A lot of people, you know, computers are becoming more and more part of people's lives. There's no question about it. And so when you have these apps, even the app in the town of North Hempstead, for potholes and for, what do you call that, golf time, and you know that's only going to grow. So to make your reservation to play golf at Harbor Links,
absolutely.
It's on an app.
And it's just, and you know, like I said, you know, and it's going to be obviously increasingly so, and you still can listen to it on the radio itself, obviously. But this is just a new way to do it. So if you have that option out there, it's definitely something to try.
Yeah, which makes all these programs 24/7.
Exactly.
You know.
Right.
You can go back to the
archive.
And
that's what I always want to, you know, remind everyone too, is that on our Project Independence website, we have every episode, you know, that we've ever done in these 4 years archived.
Oh, really?
I
knew it was archived. Yeah. I didn't realize you go back to day one.
Yeah, so you could literally click on, you know, whatever the year is, what the month is, and all the shows will pop up and you could listen to it because you're like, oh, I missed that segment, you know, if you want to go back. So it's always there. So that's the Town North Hempstead website for Project Independence.
Wow, that's tremendous. I mean, when you put the effort into this like you do, it's nice to have it archived. Because everybody says, you know, 3 months ago, a year and a half ago, I remember there was a woman on talking with Evelyn about something.
Right, exactly.
You can go back and find it.
And that's what's nice. You know, a lot of the topics, too, you know, are timeless, you know, so it's not a time-sensitive kind of topic.
Right,
it's
right,
more
right.
informational, so you're able to, you know, go back and get that information down. So definitely
cool.
recommend it. And then also coming up in our jam-packed schedule, we have on Tuesday, August 4th, the St. Francis Hospital Outreach Bus that provides free health screenings will be at the Port Washington Senior Center, and that's on 80 Manor Haven Boulevard from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And, you know, we always encourage people to do this. It's a great program, and like I said, they've discovered things and realized you may not have known, you know, you had this problem. And
right.
to your doctor, so a lot of referrals are made. So it's free. You don't have to make an appointment. You go, you get a brief cardiac history, your blood pressure is taken. They give you a simple blood test for cholesterol and, you know, some patient education they give you, too. So I definitely recommend if you're in the area to check it out.
And they take insurance? Well, no,
they don't ask you any of that.
They're not asking any of that
any
whatsoever.
Of it. You literally just, you know, if you're there, you just walk on the bus and boom, you know, you get your stuff done. So it's...
You know, another one of those things. Why would you pass it up? Cholesterol and diabetes,
right.
Two very serious
Absolutely.
Things for seniors, and blood pressure.
And they'll give you all, you know, necessary referrals and different education, which I think is it's an amazing, amazing program. We've been partnered with them for years now, and, you know, we're going to have more dates coming up, so
right,
just
okay.
stay tuned for any, you know, other information.
Now, just a question, and I don't want to be causing trouble here. Will, like, St. Francis be at the... September
30th? They'll send the thing if they send it back in to me, an exhibitor, you know, absolutely.
Right, okay.
So hopefully they will be. You know, cool. We'll try to encourage all of our partners to come. So, and then we have our fall prevention class is going to be continuing in August, and it starts on August 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. And that's a four-week program that's at the Yes We Can Community Center. And what's nice is that from 10 to 11 is the balance assessment course that I recommend everyone, you know, goes to. And then once you completed that, there's the advanced fall prevention. That's from 11:30 to 12:30.
That one I know is a huge program because
yeah.
any meeting I go to, and I can't go to that many of them, but the ones I do go to, this comes up as requested by seniors.
Yeah, because, you know, it's such an important thing because, you know, statistically, the amount of issues that are caused from that one fall you take, I mean, could change your life drastically.
Right,
I know,
right,
you know,
right.
my own grandfather, you know, it's can cause so many things. So if you could do anything to prevent that and just to learn balance techniques, because it's hard, you know, and especially
right.
in different weather, you know, climates and so on, it's definitely something that's worth it. And it's free. It's a, like I said, it's a beautiful center. There's a great group of people that are there, and it's an extremely popular course. I mean, we've been running this every month for months now. So
no, I agree. I, you know, I think, you know, I always go back to the top, and you have Supervisor Bosworth, who is so pro senior and works with seniors, and then you have Kimberly Galante, who is the commissioner, and then you have Christina Liu, who is the producer of not only the radio show, she's putting together the Pioneer. This is an organization that these are not jobs.
Yeah.
Honestly, everybody, yeah, obviously it is, but you know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's just so nice is that, you know, being in the Department of Services for Aging, you know, there's everyone there is really committed to working with seniors and dedicated to the program because it is so new, unique. And we've, you know, a lot of us have been here for a bunch of years, and it's just it's a program to be proud of because we really are making a difference in the lives of people. And, you know, especially when you talk to other, you know, I live in another town, I won't say, remain nameless, but I know that they
we don't want the
wish.
Paparazzi yeah. going there.
I can't give away my location, but you know, it's they so desperately want this in their town. Because, I mean, if you just look at it, I mean, it's endless. And then you look at the connection with all the other departments that are providing great services, you know, not only for seniors. It's just, it's amazing. So,
no, and it just, well, this grew.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not something they put together last week. I mean, and you have such a dedicated staff that the next 10 years, which is the point of even this
right.
conference, you know, it's just going to be amazing, the stuff that keeps coming down the pike.
Yeah, it is. And it just, and I said, luckily, you know, when I started, I mean, I've been here since I was an intern.
I was just going to say, you started as an intern.
Yeah. And it was when the program was just expanding. So it's just fun to have seen it, you know, grow and just to keep growing. So.
And become a very integral part of
Absolutely.
It, which is the main thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so it's...
We're already at break time on the Christina Liu Show. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. We'll be right back.
Thank you.